In a certain sense, this week's parsha, or parshiot Vayakub Pekudei, could have been really short. All it would have needed to do is to say, the Jewish people did everything which God commanded. That's it. What's the topic? The topic is the building of the Mishkan. The instructions were given in great detail in parshiot Truma and Tetzaveh. So all that these parshiot needed to say is that the Jews did what God commanded. But instead we have lots of detail. So with this detail, we need to pay attention. Specifically, we need to pay attention to where more information is shared in comparison to the initial instructions. One thing which I want to focus on, which is very obvious, is in the initial instructions, it was just said in a general sense that the children of Israel are commanded to do this. But when it comes to the implementation, we're told specifically about things which the men did and things which the women were involved with as well. It's the involvement of the women which is interesting. Now, the various commentaries from antiquity going into more modern times tend to try to connect this in one way or another to the sin of the golden calf. And there is a very dominant position within the rabbinic perspective that the women were not involved in that sin. Right away when they're approached, Aaron says, oh, go get the jewelry from your wives, which is understood universally as a stalling tactic, that Aaron anticipated that the women were not giving up their jewelry so quickly. And by the way, that's what's important here as well. The women didn't give their jewelry for the sin of the golden calf, but now, for the building of the Mishkan, they are involved. Which means it wasn't a question of that a woman would not donate her jewelry for a good cause. Quite the opposite. She would, if she felt the cause was meaningful enough. And that's what we're told specifically about the donations of the women now for building the Mishkan. Earlier, when it came for the golden calf, that was something which didn't interest them. Which means they had a sense and they had this understanding that Moshe's going to be back soon. Which means one of the themes which comes across is that the women had a greater sense of faith both in God and in Moshe than the men did. There's a really interesting rabbinic passage in the Talmud that says, and this is during a completely different episode, but it comes back to something having to do with immediately after the golden calf. It says that during one of the many rebellions that take place, specifically by the story of Korach, it says that Moshe falls on his face. And this is something which we've seen a number of times in prayer. But in this time, we're told in the Talmud that Moshe was accused of infidelity. And let me say this a little bit differently. That every single man warned his wife not to be in the proximity of Moshe because Moshe couldn't be trusted. And my God, if we can't trust Moshe, then who can we trust? Which means the very suggestion that Moshe can't be trusted really, in a very strong sense, undermines the entire Torah. So what happened? The verse which is quoted in the Talmud, in that section, is it comes back to something immediately after the golden calf that Moshe moved his tent outside of the community. Moshe apparently says, if people are going to be accusing me, I don't want to give anybody any kind of excuse. I'm not trusted, so I'm not going to stay in the community at all. And he moves out of the community. But what's fascinating is that is immediately after the golden calf, which means the background for this was the sin of the golden calf. When the women refused to give their jewelry, they refused to make these donations. So they said, what kind of control does Moshe, who's not even here, have on these women? There must be something else going on. There must be some unnatural, unholy connection that he has. But that wasn't what it is. The women understood that Moshe will be back. The women understood that God said, you can't make a graven image. So therefore, the dedication the women had towards Moshe and towards God was completely holy. And now, when we're told after the golden calf about the donations that were actually made for building the Mishkan, now it tells us of the involvement of the women. So apparently earlier, when they didn't make the donations, it wasn't because they were so superficial that they loved their jewelry more than they loved any other cause. They loved their jewelry more than they loved a very bad cause, a sinful cause, a cause which was rebellion against God. But now when it comes to building the Mishkan, we're told how the women were involved and they gave with a great amount of generosity. Because when it came to do something which was holy, then the women were leading the way.